This feature, Clare Women in Business, is funded by Cumasun na Mban with a television license fee.
Welcome to this week's episode of Clare Women in Business on Clare FM. Elaine Ryan is an accredited HR and business consultant, as well as an established accredited executive, business and life coach, and NLP practitioner. She established her business in 2007 after she saw the need for hands-on support for SMEs not only in the HR sector but in the operations area. Originally from Limerick, Elaine moved to Shannon with her family as a child and is managing director of Elaine Ryan and Associates Limited.
I grew up in Limerick, went to a convent school, was second generation going to the Mount School, very much taught by nuns, and it being an all-girls school, uniform and that. We moved to Shannon. It was a mixed school, no uniforms, and it was like moving into Mars. I think my mother got more of a culture shock than we did. And, you know, it was adapting to life in Shannon. And back then, it seemed like it was so far from Limerick. And I suppose I grew up in the city. You know, my grandfather being in the army, we were based near the army barracks in Limerick, then going to Shannon. And we ended up actually living in Newmarket then. We got a house in Newmarket, so we were there for about 4 years, moved back to Shannon. And yeah, it's definitely my roots, and it's been a fabulous place to bring up my daughters. And even for my business, it's Wild Atlantic Way. If I'm going to Dublin Court, it's just a fantastic place. And my husband has literally lived in Shannon all his life. So yeah, and thankfully my daughters are still living in Shannon.
Would you have had to change schools a few times then?
I did, like that. We came out and we were halfway through fifth class and we went to St. Sennans. And then we chose to go to St. John's. So I changed schools, having been in the same school up to halfway through fifth class, changed twice in my primary. And St. John's was again a culture shock because it was a two-teacher school, absolutely brilliant. But going from being in big classrooms, only girls, then to mixed and into small. What was funny is a number of years ago, I was doing some stress management workshops for teachers and principals. And the principal of St. John's, when I actually mentioned I went to St. John's, and she went, ah, and I was on the board up to this year. I was on the board for years. So she wrote me into being on the board for the school. Back then it was the comp. It was the only school that was in Shannon and had really good principals, Mr. O'Donovan and Mr. O'Mahony, and it was a really good school. Really enjoyed my time there, but it was the time of the recession.
In secondary school, what were your interests?
I did art for 5 years, and I definitely did well in my art because I loved art history, I still love travelling, architecture and that, loved science, but loved home economics. So it was all, I like creative stuff. And when we were in the primary school in Limerick, by second, third class, we could knit, sew, crochet, do crafts. My mother was a seamstress in the Limerick clothing factory, so being creative was always in our family. And being in the comp, loved doing art class, loved the mix of it, you know, the different subjects and that. Wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, and I didn't have the best experience with a career guidance teacher. She was someone that very much went on where you came from and status and that, rather than who you were as a person. And I remember it was very much, you know, I'm not sure what you'll amount to. Thankfully, I have a mother that told me I can be whatever I want to be, whenever I want to be it. And I suppose for me, it went, you know what? I'm going to design how I go forward, and that, and really motivated me to grow. And I knew I wanted to do something in life. I wasn't still quite sure. At the time, it was in 1984, I did my leave insert, and the recessions were really bad. Got a temporary job after school, after my leave insert. I was just 17 doing my leave insert. And I remember being let go from that because it was very hard to get work and living in Shannon, even with the industry. And I did what a lot of people did. It was either get on a boat or a plane. And I remember being let go on Friday, got the ticket for the boat Saturday, and was gone on Monday. My poor mother. I had a boyfriend at the time from Shannon that was living in the UK, and that's how he found out. He rang home to see how I was, and I was already over there. And did a year and a half, and it was so, the contrast of work in England at the time. I was in Birmingham, and I remember my first job was door-to-door sales because I knew I could talk. I gave it up because it got cold, and looking back and now realise the danger I probably was in. Did telesales for a gym, worked in manufacturing, did many different things. I moved back from Birmingham on the back of a Honda 750 to my mother's horror, and came home and ended up working in a multinational in Shannon. And thankfully, the HR managers were very into recognising potential, had a culture. Now you're talking, gosh, I was what, 19, 20, and at the time they took on people that were more mature. I was one of the youngest ones made permanent at the time. And they were into education and going for jobs. So anyone that went on maternity leave or anything, I just started applying for jobs off the factory floor. Loved manufacturing, but I paid for courses. So I used to go into work at 4 o'clock in the evening, go to college at 6, come back at 10 and work till 4 in the morning. And really got the enthusiasm and going, there's more out there. There's something more I want to do. Got loads of experience in there, and I'm very, very grateful for the opportunities they give me. And I look back and I think that's why I'm very much about growing people inside out and giving opportunities. They announced redundancies and I was gone 6 weeks later. Took a 50% pay cut, became a PA. Thankfully, I had done a typing course and ended up falling into a company with contract management and recruitment, and ended up running the contracts division, which got me into very much the recruitment side. Loved recruitment. Still do, still interview for my clients, because you're really helping people design their future, which is so exciting. And I suppose I was career coaching even before I was a coach, and I spent a number of years there and moved on to another recruitment company, and constantly went back to college, trained, did my employment law, did all the HR side of it, did situational leadership and training, and really got the bug for lifelong learning. And my uncle, my mom's brother, was very influential on me because he became a pastor in his 40s. Really showed me you can be whatever you want to be whenever you want to be it. And we're blessed in Ireland. There's so much education. You know, even being part of the Leon, the Enterprise Board in Clare, the workshops there are there. It's so accessible. And went from that, and then I was hired and I became Chief of Operations HR of a financial company. There was over 3 businesses in it. Learned an awful lot about myself in that, because you're managing people as well. So really, you know, again, when I was in there, my CEO was into further education. And I remember I'd gone through a lot of life changes as well, and I felt I was existing, not living, and actually went and found a coach in Dublin, because it was a very new thing back then. 20 years ago was like the next American fad that was going on, but got so much out of it. Actually, they had started doing a diploma in UL. So I went to UL and did my first executive business life coaching diploma, and grew from there, brought it in as an initiative, seeing how I could grow people inside out. Especially if you're in a company where there isn't much growth, and a lot of people think, you know, how do we retain staff, which is really hard. It brought out so much talent in people. Now, we lost some people because it was their time to go, and it gave them that confidence to go forward. And then from that, what it got out of me was, you know, one, it got me to hit the pause button, see where I wanted to make changes in my life, give me a direction. I went and studied with a fantastic Coach Academy Plus, they're called, where I did my neuro-linguistic programming training. So I'm a practitioner in Classic Code and New Code, which is icing on the cake for coaching. Fabulous toolkit for one's life, but also in what I do. And I knew I wanted to do something for myself. And my goal was, by the time I was 40, I was going to have my own business. So 2 months before that, it was 3 months, the February, which is 17 years ago this year, I started my own business. So I took the leap of being in a lovely job and everything else, and went, okay, if I work as hard for myself as I did everyone else, I'll be fine.
You must love people, enjoy people's company, enjoy watching people and how they live to be able to do this job.
They do. I think neuro-linguistic programming is about knowing how people, you know, it's learning about patterns of behavior, but also where I use it is very much the inner voice. We think 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day. How do we speak to ourselves? So NLP coaching, really, it facilitates a journey of people getting to know themselves. But I have a passion for people. I'm fascinated by behavior. And when you're HR consultant, you deal with all types of behavior. But I often say the behavior is not the person. And when you separate from that and you get behind what drove that behavior, you get to understand what brought people to a point of, even if it's not appropriate behavior, you get to understand what made them tick and got them there. And even in a business, it's, you know, do we have the policies right? Do we have the communication right? But for me, coaching sows seeds of hope and choice and change. And, you know, I go into places, and as a career coach as well, I often, people feel stuck. And that's what coaching does. It gets you unstuck. So even when I go into businesses and work with companies, you're on their strategy, you know, how they show up in the business, you know, what's the management and communication side, you're designing their future. And the HR element is great because HR is about communication and compliance. And it's about making sure that you have policies there to protect you and your employees and make sure that you're doing things right. So, yeah, I mean, but it's all about people. Everything I do, whether it's mentoring, training, coaching, HR, it's people.
Making the decision then to set up your own business. You've worked for so many others before that. Was it a big decision to start your own business?
It was a big decision, but I knew I'd been in employment 24 years when I made that decision. There was a lot of things. I just really decided, okay, for my next decade, you know, going into my 40s, what is it that I wanted to do? And I wanted to combine a lot of my experiences from the previous years and really work in my passion, which was people and that. And I really went down to the fact that I'm a good worker, I'm a grafter, and I really learned to value my time. I learned to network. That was one of the things I had. It was interesting. When I stepped out, my first client was someone I was doing pro bono executive coaching with, and they turned around and said to me, okay, now that you've taken that step, I want to pay for the coaching. And by the way, I knew the HR done. And that was client number one, who referred me to client number two, who referred me to client number three. It's a walk of faith, and I have to say I have lovely faith, and I'm very grateful for the faith I have. And I remember putting my hand on my diary and going, Lord, I'm going to walk this one with you and just fill my diary. And and thankfully 17 years later, I'm busy and I'm enjoying what I'm doing. But at the time, it was 2007, the boom went bang. Yes. So did I test myself as a business coach? Absolutely, because I had to really kind of go strategize and go forward and value my time and know what direction I wanted to go in, and networking. And especially Clare has been so good to me, the County of Clare. I joined a networking group in Clare, and I met such great colleagues and friends out of it. And that's really important when you're self-employed, especially when you're a consultant. It can be very isolating and lonely at times, is having people that you can pick up the phone and have that 5-minute call to give you some encouragement and some feedback and that. And that, you know, it's interesting. I hadn't networked for a while, and I've gone back into it this year as well, just to connect with like-minded people and grow my own confidence. Do you know what? The course I'm actually doing training on today, I did the Start Your Own Business with Leo. I'd say to anyone, if you're thinking about it, engage in their services. They're the most willing group of people to help you and let you know what's available to you, to roadmap, to get you mentors. There's training. You know, I have a daughter that does my social media, and that she attended a course with Leo last week on Canva. 3-hour training for 10 euros. She's doing the AI for businesses next month, 15 euros. It is so valuable. And it is about surrounding yourself with encouraging people, because fear looks to be confirmed as right. And if we get stuck in our head, we can get paralyzed. So it is, you know, trust yourself and just go for it. And that's my advice.
The fact that you're providing HR services would suggest that not all companies have a HR person or a HR department. Was that a niche you spotted early on?
It was, because, do you know what, it started with my first client. What I find is, and I work in a lot of family businesses, you know, and second and third generational businesses. There's a lot of companies that don't need a full-time HR person present, but they need the HR expertise. They outsource it. So it's not an ongoing cost. What we do is really tailor our services to the company. And what I find is I'm working with the same people for the last 17 years. All right, something may happen, then come back on board. But what we do is provide that expertise in that. So if someone is starting, you have your full HR pack, you've got your contract, you've got your policies, they've got their job description, your non-disclosures and all of those things. So it's a positive onboarding for the person. And it's lovely to know that I don't have the ongoing cost. So you can budget it. We can work in line with the company's budget. But I have, something happens, I'm not sure how to deal with it, and I can give Elaine or Darth a call, and I have that expertise because it provides peace of mind. As a people manager, I know what it's like for something, conflict resolution. Even if something happens in the workplace, I'm not sure how to handle it. So it's really important that companies do have the policies to protect the business and their staff. I suppose the difference with what we do is we are on site, and that's one of the unique things we do, because then what we do is we cross-train the expertise in-house, so you bring it in. Sometimes it's not easy if it's a small team to have a difficult conversation, so when you have a neutral person there, it's easier to have, and so there's boundaries in place as well. So for me, it's about how do we empower the team and the business owners and the managers, and have a positive working environment, having it compliant and having it a fun place to be.
You started your business at a difficult time, or coming into a difficult period in our country economically. How did you plough through that?
Do you know what? I set myself targets. I come from, you know, recruitment to sales, and I had a very good sales strategy, and I still use the same methodology I used back then in my business today. So again, you know, if it's a thing, you know, I did my costings, I had a baseline of what I needed to generate on a monthly basis, and I budget really well, and I'm very aware of invoices out, invoices in, but also that money management side of it, and that make very informed decisions. But it comes back again to value my time. There's a lot of clients I would have repeat business with, but every month I would need to generate new revenue and new clients, and I just stay very focused. So the networking, the referrals, it's just the consistency of purpose, and that discipline has served the business very well.
That was Elaine Ryan, Managing Director of Shannon-based Elaine Ryan and Associates Limited. Next week, we'll meet Rosie McMahon, owner and director of the Shannon Estuary Way Retreat and Academy.
This feature, Clare Women in Business, is funded by Cumashun Naman with a television license fee.